This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the Bharat Ratna, the country's highest civilian honour, on former Prime Ministers P.V. Narasimha Rao and Chaudhary Charan Singh, agriculture scientist M.S. Swaminathan and two-time former Bihar Chief Minister Karpuri Thakur posthumously at a ceremony held at the Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. The President will present the top civilian award of the country to former Deputy Prime Minister and veteran BJP leader L.K. Advani tomorrow in New Delhi. During the investiture ceremony, relatives of awardees have received the awards. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar, Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and other dignitaries were present at the investiture ceremony. The Bharat Ratna is the highest civilian award in the country. It is awarded for exceptional service and performance of the highest order in any field of human endeavour. Today is the last day for the withdrawal of nominations for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections and assembly polls in Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh. The nominations were closed on Wednesday and the scrutiny of papers was done on Thursday. In Bihar, the filing of papers for the four parliamentary seats of Gaya, Aurangabad, Nawada and Jamui in the first phase of parliamentary elections ended on Thursday. The scrutiny of nominations in the state is being held today. The last date of withdrawal of candidature in the state is the 2nd of April. In the first phase, 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states, including Bihar and four union territories, will go to polls on the 19th of April. Simultaneously, single-phase polling for 32 assembly constituencies of Sikkim and 60 assembly constituencies in Arunachal Pradesh will also be held. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma has said his government would implement the Uniform Civil Code after the Lok Sabha polls. Talking to newspersons in Guwahati yesterday, the senior BJP leader also said that necessary measures are also being taken to stop polygamy in the state. The Chief Minister said that the NDA would show good performance in the Lok Sabha polls in the state. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today extended greetings to the people on Rajasthan Day. In a social media post, the President said Rajasthan is famous for its glorious traditions, hospitality and rainbow culture. She said the people of Rajasthan have established their entrepreneurial identity across the world. The President wished that people continue to make invaluable contributions to the progress in the country while maintaining their unique identity. In his message, the Prime Minister said the people of Rajasthan, filled with energy and enthusiasm, are busy writing a new saga of pride for the state. He expressed confidence that Rajasthan's role is going to be very important in building a developed and self-reliant India. The Indian Navy has rescued another vessel from pirates. The Navy rescued 23 Pakistani nationals from an Iranian fishing vessel which was hijacked by the Somali pirates in the Arabian Sea. The surrender marked a decisive victory for the Indian Navy in combating piracy and ensuring the safety of maritime activities in the region. Traffic on the Jammu-Srinagar National Highway was suspended early this morning due to heavy rainfall causing landslides and shooting stones in the Ramban sector. SSP National Highway Rohit Baskotra said due to the closure of the highway, hundreds of vehicles are stranded between Nashri and Banihal. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has approved a return to ceasefire talks with Palestinian terror group Hamas. Prime Minister Netanyahu's office said he has spoken with Israel's lead negotiators and authorized Israel's delegation to join the ceasefire talks in Qatar and Egypt over the coming days. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Punjab Kings at the Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ikana Stadium in Lucknow. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast a fresh spell of intense rainfall and thunderstorms over northeast India today. It also predicted light to moderate rainfall and thunderstorm activity over northwest India till tomorrow, with the possibility of heavy falls over the western Himalayan region. And that is the end of this news bulletin.